We are in a series called Favor Available. Favor Available, because favor is available. It's available to all of us. I know there is a misconception. I know there is some probably wrong thinking out there that assumes, I know right where it comes from, the enemy wants us to believe that favor is not for us. Favor is not fair because it's just those certain people, just those ones or twos, just those unique, folk over there. No. God is not a respecter of persons. So favor doesn't just appear randomly in certain people's lives for just random reasons. No, it comes to those who consistently do the right thing. And they desire the approval or the favor of God. And they get it. They get it in their lives. And I'm telling you, it's not too late for you to have it in your life. And so last week we talked about the blessing business. You can catch up on that. And I believe that it will bless your life. But this Sunday, I want to take yet another step and talk to you about honor. Honor. Because again, like we said last Sunday, I don't want God to bless what I'm doing. I want to do what God is blessing. I don't want to set my life up the way I want it. And then, God, you fill in the missing pieces, or you come and fill in the areas that I may not be aware of. No. I want to orient my life around the things of God. I want to set up my life around the things of God so that I have his blessing and have his approval in my life. And so the subject of honor, I know it is a broad subject, and I'm going to tell you at the outset, I've got to move fast because I've got way too much word here today, and I'm going to be giving you a lot of scripture, so I encourage you to take notes and to write these scripture references down so that this week you can go back and just spend some time in devotion, just poring over these things and seeing how they fit into your life. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on any one point, but I want to give you an overview so that maybe some of the areas of your life that maybe you need God to move in, you'll say, hey, that right there is for me. I need to pray on that. I need to talk about that. I need to work through that for my life. But it really comes down to two questions. Who do we honor? Who are we supposed to honor? And then how do we honor? Who do we honor, and how do we honor? And I'm going to tell you at the outset today, this is not going to be a heavy word, but this teaching will do spiritual surgery on you. You know why? Because there is a lack of honor in too many areas of our lives. And the price of no honor is no favor. Because I look at it this way, honor is the currency of favor. When you are honoring it, it brings favor in your life. Romans 12 and 10 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Now that's just one verse of scripture, but I'm going to tell you, when you really meditate on that, when you really sit with that, when you really think about that, it will do work in your mind and in your heart. Honor one another above yourselves. Here's what honor means. Honor means to value, to respect, or highly esteem, to treat as precious, weighty, or valuable. And you say, well, absolutely, I have no problem applying that definition to every area I want to. Well, what about the areas you don't want to? I've got no problem respecting the people who respect me. Well, what about the ones who don't respect you? I got no problem loving people I like. What about the people you don't like? Long as they don't make me mad, as long as they don't get on my nerves, as long as people don't people, you know, then I'm good with honor. Well, that leads us to the first of who we honor. We are to honor others. Honor others. You say others, I mean, exactly who are we talking about? Why is this so important? Because how we treat others is a reflection of our relationship with Jesus. This will do surgery. And this matters because we're living in this very tense culture right now. Everyone is offended with everyone. Everyone is angry with everyone. I say it from time to time, but I'm always amazed when Covington News or, you know, one of the agencies in the county post, you know, just anything. They'll post anything and it blows my mind. I mean, comment 1, 3, 7, 9. I mean, every other comment is just negative and grouchy and angry and mad. I mean, it's hard to read sometimes. We're not honoring of other people. Let me tell you what the Bible says about this. 1 Peter 2:17, honor everyone. Just honor everyone, full stop. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Honor those in authority. He's writing this while Nero is the emperor. Nero was killing Christians. And yet he says, you know what? I'm going to honor. I'm going to honor. I'm going to respect. I'm going to honor everyone. In the Message translation, 1 Peter 2:17, treat everyone with dignity. Treat everyone with just a base level of respect and kindness. Just treat everyone, and life is going to be better for you. Philippians 2:3-4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the others. Honor others. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate to one another. That same verse we read a moment ago in New King James Version. In honor, giving preference to one another. Honor others. Number two, there's seven of these, so I'm moving quickly. Honor authority. Honor authority. This is challenging because everything in society right now is telling us not to be honorable toward authority. Disrespect is the name of the game. And I'll give you some truth. The devil loves disrespect. He loves it. He loves it. He loves it when we're fighting with authority. And I know this is challenging, and I know why it's challenging. I know, you know, we hear in society now, we just see every negative thing happening on the news. It's played out in clips and bites, and it just keeps the anger going and just keeps the fear going. It just keeps things going. I mean, if we believe the media, then every police officer in America is just the scum of the earth. And we know that's not true. Have there been some challenging moments? Oh, yeah. Have there been some dark days and some difficult situations? You better believe it. Has there needed to be justice? Absolutely. But you know what? I want to honor authority because things are going to be better in my life. And it's important. We're on our way, already started into another presidential election. And I don't know if y'all remember 2016 or not, or 2020 and 2024, it's going to be the same thing. Just trying to get us just so angry with one another and just fighting with one another while politicians on both sides, all three or four sides, however many sides there are now, while they just lie to us and just tell us what they think we want to hear and just constantly stir the pot, you and I are left to pick up the pieces. But we honor authority. You won't ever catch me. I don't care how much I agree or disagree with our current administration. You'll never hear me chanting, let's go Brandon. That's the wording they came up with to just kind of cover and keep the cuss word out of it. And I get it. For everyone that loves this one, they hate that one. And on both sides, it's everyone. But here's what Paul said, Romans 13, 1 and 2. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. While I'm angry with so-and-so politician or so-and-so authority, I'm not even affecting them. I'm bringing judgment on myself. That doesn't mean you can't be active. That doesn't mean you can't protest. That doesn't mean you can't disagree. That doesn't mean you can't vote. All of those things are well within your rights as an American to do, but be honoring of authority. Just some of the areas that I believe we are required to be honoring. Governmental authority, I've talked about that one. Work and school authority. I've talked to teachers that attend our church that are just dealing with unbelievable disrespect in the classroom. Where kids, young kids, are just out of control. Someone told them that they don't have to mind the teacher. I'm gonna tell you, my little mama who's watching, I'm sure today, I mean, if we got in trouble at school, it's nothing like what's gonna happen when you get home. And nowadays, if kids fight with teachers, it's like they're celebrated. Everybody's videoing it and it's going viral and everybody's clapping and cheering. No, ladies and gentlemen, please don't allow that in your home. Please don't allow that in your home. Workplace authority, if they are your supervisor, they may not be worth shooting. They may be cutting corners. They may be, you know, everybody's got an exception to the rule. I'm not talking about trying to get them in trouble. I'm talking about bringing God's favor on my life. How can I walk in favor? There's family authority. Family authority. I remember my pastor years ago. My kids were just small, and he was over preaching an anniversary at our church in Texas, and we were in the office just talking, and my kids had come in to say hello to him, love him, and he loves them, and him just knowing Kristen and I as intimately as he does, and we kind of cut up, and he said, I'm gonna give you a warning. You better listen to me. Yes, sir. And he said, you and Kristen you're sarcastic, you're witty, you got a quick word. He said, you're gonna have to watch that in your kids. You're gonna have to be careful. And to this day, I don't know if we watched it good enough, because, whoo, Lord, they quick. I've got great kids and I'm proud of them, but you can't allow disrespect in your home. Can allow your kids to have opinions. You should allow your kids to have opinions, and you want to hear their opinions. And sometimes, folks, get ready. Sometimes your kids are going to be right. Your kids are going to be right. Oh, maybe when they're about 25 and the brain damage wears off. No. Sometimes your kids are going to be right at 9 years old. That's when parents start saying, listen, I need you to do what I say, not what I do. No, listen. And then there's spiritual authority. Spiritual authority. 1 Timothy 5 and 17, the elders who direct the affairs of the church are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. We honor authority because I honor his office in my life. I honor the role that he plays in my life. Spiritual authority. Number three, honor parents. Honor parents. Yes, I have pastored long enough to see this questioned many times. Always the story. I'm the exception to that one because my dad was this or my mom did this, and there's just no way I can honor my parents. Here's what Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 says. Children, that's not just the little rugrats. We're all someone's child, all of us. That's how we got here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Honor your father and mother. Pastored a lady in Texas who had grown up in a broken home and had just assumed, you know, everything that her mother had told her about her father, you know, that he was just the worst of the worst and just, you know, scum of the earth and just all of that. She had zero relationship with this man. I mean, none at all. Had no relationship. Would not talk to him, would not spend time with him. And now she is an adult and has a child of her own. And this man is trying to have relationship with his daughter, trying to repair, trying to do everything that he can. And I remember her coming to counsel and ask, how do I do this? I mean, I read this in the Bible. I know I'm supposed to honor father and mother, but my father has done this, this, and this. I mean, in fact, she called him by his first name. There was no dad or even reference as my father other than just, you know, he was the biological donor to my life. And I said, you know, you're an adult now, and I mean, you can have a conversation, and it can be a tough conversation. It might be a challenging conversation, but why don't you find out for yourself whether or not all of that is true? I mean, I know your mother was married to him, and I know you love your mother and you honor your mother, you know, hopefully she's not putting you in some predicament that if you spend time with him that she's going to punish you. I mean, we're all adults at this point. Why don't you talk to him? And it was amazing. It was amazing over the course of a number of meetings how that relationship began to bud and to evolve, and how she came back later to say, you know what? So much of what I was told as a child was so overblown or so exaggerated, and now I see their pictures on social media. They enjoy a wonderful relationship. Yeah, a lot of years were missed and a lot of years were even wasted, but now she has the opportunity to honor her father and her mother, and I believe that life is going to go well for her and can enjoy long life, just as the promise of the scripture. Honor father and mother. And I know there are stories in this room of difficulty. There's people in this room that you don't even know who father and mother are for you, but whoever is filling that role in your life, that father figure, that mother figure, it is going to make a difference in your life. And I know junior high is in with us today and high school are in with us today. Listen, guys, honor your parents. I know they're on your nerves. I know you just think they're old fuddy-duddies, but I promise you they know more than you. They know more than you. Honor your parents. They know things you don't know. Well, they're just my step-parent. They're just my bonus. They're just otherwise. Honor your parents. Honor those parental roles in your life, because it's going to make a difference. You want God's favor on your life. Number four, honor marriage. Honor marriage. Whether you're married the first time, second time, single, single again, or currently swiping right. Honor marriage. You may have experienced a bad marriage. Honor is still right. Because if you go into the next one with all the baggage from the first one, guess what? The second one is doomed. It's in trouble. Honor marriage. And this is so important because marriage is under attack. Marriage is under attack. The enemy has people thinking that marriage is a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. I'm just going to get the milk and not worry about the cow. I saw someone post this week, just this week on social media, speaking of a biblical admonishment to keep yourself chaste and pure. They said, it's not premarital sex if you have no plans to get married. That's how crazy people are. And so marriage is under attack. And I'm going to talk more about marriage and more to spouses before this series concludes, because I think this is needed and matters so much among us. But I promise you, the enemy wants to destroy marriages, and your friends at work and your neighbors on the block and your second cousins that you never even talked to, all of them are going to be in favor of you just leaving him. They're all going to be in favor of you just walking away from her and from those kids, because everyone, it's too easy to get married in this country, and it's too easy to get divorced. That's my soapbox for the day. It's too easy. It's too easy to get a driver's license. I got a couple of soapboxes. Too easy. Hebrews 13:4, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. 1 Peter 3:7, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. I know that's hard. I know it's challenging. There's so much I don't understand, y'all. We're going to celebrate 22 years in just a couple of 3 weeks, and there's so much about PK that I do not understand. I don't understand. Y'all looking at me all judgmental like you got full, complete understanding of yours. No, you don't. I don't believe it. He goes on to say, she may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not go hindered. I don't know, Pat, it just feels like I'm praying, but God's not listening. I promise you, it's not because you're not using King James English. It may be because you're not treating your wife right. It may be because you're not honoring your husband. If we want favor in our lives, we have to pay attention to these areas that God is requiring honor from us. Is the word all right today? Here's number five. Number five, honor age. Honor age. This was always the standard for everyone, everywhere. We respected our elders. As for me and my house, as for me and this house, we want to honor age. We want to respect our elders. Leviticus 19:32, stand up in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord. Job 12:12, is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? Honor age. I know it's old fashioned. We have so many incredibly wonderful, seasoned saints among us that are just, I mean, just the life of the party. You young married folk, you would have a blast going to lunch on a Sunday with that older married couple. Ask questions. They're hilarious. They'll say anything. I wish I could tell you all the advice Miss Marvel gave to Kristen years ago. Sweet, old. She was the oldest lady in our church. We had this young church, and they just honored her and loved her and fought over who was going to take her to get her groceries that week and who was going to drive her to her appointments. And we had a lot of fun honoring Miss Marvel. But I'll never forget, we took her to lunch one time, Kristen and I, and she said, now, Kristen, I love you, but I'm gonna speak to you as, you know, an older woman. I'm going to tell you how I want you to treat my pastor. And I mean, praise God, for the next few moments, she did. That's small group talk. I'll get to that some other time. But honor age, those older than you. We went to Parents Weekend. We were in Athens on Friday night, and the only time I really use the wheelchair is when I'm at the church. But I was on walker, and so they dropped me off, you know, as close to the restaurant that we were going to as we could. And of course, the city was just crazy amounts of people with the game Saturday night and Parents Weekend. And so there was an hour and a half wait or so at the restaurant. And so all the seating, there was lots of people waiting, and all the seating was taken up, the benches, the chairs, everything was taken up. And I'm on a walker, and I'm standing on my good leg, and, you know, I don't know, after 30, 45 minutes, you know, close to an hour, I mean, it hurts. I mean, my good leg was screaming, and my other one needed a break from just hanging there. And so all of these young people, all of these young, you know, students were just sitting in those chairs, just looking at me. And then they realized what they were doing, so they stopped looking at me. They stopped, and Kristen, she was like, can I go say, can I just go ask one of these young people to let you? And I said, no. I finally wallowed my way down to a curb or something, you know, until somebody got up. But that just doesn't happen in my world, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not doing that. If I see someone in need, I'm going to honor someone. I'm going to sacrifice so that they can get what they need. But if we have this mindset, no, I mean, I deserve this. I got here early. This is my seat. No. Don't live life that way. Why? Because you're not trying to get their approval. It their thank you or their God bless you, that is not as meaningful to me as knowing that I have God's approval in my, whether they ever smile at me. I've told you about the lady that I held the door as she was coming several paces behind me. I held the door for her, and she went through the door, and she turned around. She said, I don't need you to do that. Pastor Brett, I was a little quick that day, but I said, I didn't do it for you. I did it because it's the right thing for me to do, because I want God's favor in my life. Amen. Number six, honor nature. Honor nature. Climate change is a hoax. It may be. But I guarantee you, throwing trash on the side of the road is not honoring to God. Seriously, I mean, that we're going to make that point. Why not? Why not? If you're a hunter, honor the land. Honor the beast, honor the animal. I'm not a hunter. You know why? Because it's not my favorite meat. I've killed one single deer in my life. It was like a rite of passage because everybody said, if you don't do this, you will not be a man. And I was worried about not being a man. So I killed a deer, and I didn't kill him on the first shot. So I had to go and get right up on him to finish it. And I decided right then, I'll never do this again. This is not my thing. Now, I enjoy fishing. I've had so many men in this church promised to take me fishing. I've been here almost 6 years and not one of them have taken me fishing yet, but that's probably got some honor to do with it in there too. But y'all work that out with the Lord. Work it out with the Lord. But I like to fish, you know why? Because I like to eat fish. And I get it. Things like this have become really political. They're not, I hate that it's become political, but it's a worthy subject. This is what the Bible said, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. We honor nature. We honor nature. We take pride in our front yard, our backyard, just picking up, we honor. Number seven, honor God. This one should have been first, but I saved it for last in who we honor. Honor God. Stands to reason that if we want favor on our lives, we should honor the one who grants favor. We should esteem and respect and value God in our lives. And when we honor God, when we put God first, favor will follow this priority of honor in our lives. And you say, wait a minute, I'm good with God. I understand honoring God. I honor God, but people, I don't know. But here's the thing, folks. Not only did he create you, he created them. Not only did he breathe the breath of life into you, he breathed life into them. And I can love me and think I'm deserving of so much respect and look down on someone else. But if I look down on them, guess what? I'm looking down on him. Ugh. I know. This word, when you really peel the layers back, it's a lot. I want to honor God. So how do we honor? How do we honor? How do we show honor? First of all, I'm closing. We honor by putting them first, or by putting others first. Putting others first. Proverbs 3:9, honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. I'm not teaching about finances today. I did that last Sunday. You can listen, but he's talking about your possessions, but it's not just money. We think quickly about money, but it's everything. What if we honor God with our time? With our talent, give him the first and the best. He's not asking for everything. He wants you to be willing to give him everything. But he's not asking for all. He's asking for the first and the best. But put others first. Jude said to me here just recently, I don't know if we were ordering or, but he said, Dad, I noticed you never go first. You always, all of us go, you never go first. I'm glad you noticed, son. I'm not demanding that of you. I'm not requiring that of you. It's a principle in my life. If we have dinner out here or Memorial Day picnic, PK and I are going to be the last ones in line. It's just what we've done. It's just who we are. I'm not requiring anybody else to do that. I'm not asking anyone else to do that. And don't try to outlast line me. Because it's a principle of putting others first. Secondly, we honor by our words. We honor by our words. Let me just read these verses. James 3:9-10. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father. Check, good, perfect, great. That's what we need to do. And with the same tongue, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth, verse 10, comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. But Pastor Darrell, do you know what they did? I know. I don't like it. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to get walked on or be taken advantage of. I can make my voice be heard, but folks, there is a way to disagree respectfully. There's a way to handle challenges respectfully. Is it always going to work perfectly? No, but if you give it your best more times than not, it's going to work. And if we just consider for a moment, this person that I am talking to like this, God created them too. Ephesians 4. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And then goes on, verse 30, it's almost like he changes subjects, but he's not. He said, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption, because if I let unwholesome talk come out of my mouth, if I let unkind talk come out of my, if I let the gossip come out, I am grieving the Holy Spirit. Honor is the currency of favor. Lastly, how do we honor? We honor by protecting them. We honor by protecting, guarding the weaker, the older, the one struggling, the one hurting. I remember I was in college, and one of the professors that was still teaching was 89, 90 years old, and had a cart that she rode on, and then a walker type situation, and she was right in front of me in a line. And I never will forget, because I was turned and talking to my friends and chatting about whatever. And next thing I know, this woman who was frail and small and just seemed didn't weigh anything, she slipped on something that had fallen on the floor and fell. And her shoulders and head fell onto my feet. Never forget it. And so there was immediate commotion, and people came running, and I knelt down. I didn't want to pull my feet out. I just knelt down, and I said, you know, are you hurting, checking all of the things? And she said, no, I think I'm all right. And I said, okay, I'm going to pick you up. And I told her exactly how I was going to pick her up, and respectful and honoring of this godly woman, and picked her up and got her back to her feet. I never will forget. Got her over into her little cart, and she sat down, and she turned around and she said, you did that perfectly. And people sometimes need protecting. I know this mindset is just, man, just take care of you. But I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me on, what is today, October the 8th? October 8th, 2023. One more year from now, we're going to be just a few days away from another presidential election, and tempers are going to be just flared out of control, and people angry, and everybody mad. Remember this day. In fact, don't even let that day become what they want it to be because you've spent a year measuring your words. You've spent a year saying, you know what? Mm-mm, not letting you do that to me today, TV. No. Mm-mm. I'm gonna live in favor because I am honoring of other people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. John 17 and 18, last verse. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There's nothing false about him. Protecting. Not speaking on my own. I'm gonna make sure God gets the glory. Make sure the difference is made in his life. Father, I thank you today because your word does challenge us. Your word does move us. There's people in this room today that are they're reaching in their faith and their hands are up and they're on tiptoes, just God, what's next? And I'm looking for your blessing in my life. And you're coming with a message like this today that says, all right, I'm gonna tell you how to get more from me. I'm gonna show you how you can decrease while wanting me to increase in your life. Show honor. Show honor. Be honoring. Love people. Honor people. Honor marriage. Honor authority. Walk in honor. And I'll bless your life with favor. I hear you saying it, Lord. I feel you speaking it in the deeps of my spirit and my heart. And I thank you, Lord, because the rest of this year is the best of this year. I want to walk in honor. I want to be slow to speak, quick to listen, and show honor. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. We want you, Lord.
We want you more and more. We want you more and more.
Yes, we do.
We want you more and more. More and more.
We want you, Lord.
We want you more and more. We want you more and more. We want you more and more. More and more.
I want to do one more thing before we go today, and I know it's time. I know it's time. I want us to pray for Israel today before we leave. You heard the news yesterday. Israel was attacked. They're attacked every single day. It's unbelievable. But yesterday was far and away the most brutal and significant attack in a number of years. Hamas, a terrorist organization, some 5,000 rockets, and if you've seen the video of people being kidnapped and innocent civilians, not military people, innocent men, women, children, being kidnapped and all of that right there on the streets. Psalm 122 and 6 says to pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So I want us to do that as a church today. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli government, has already said that the retaliation is going to be unlike anything we've ever seen before. I don't know if I've got news alerts or if there's stuff happening right now. I don't know. But what I know is that when Israel makes a threat, there's about to be a war. And I feel God, because I want us to be responsible as a church and honoring as a church to pray for Jerusalem and to pray for peace. The Bible says to pray for peace in that region. And we need God to do that. Would you one more time stretch your hands high? Father, we thank you. We thank you. We know you love that city. We know it is dear to you. You wept over Jerusalem. You wept over those people. And you asked us to weep. You asked us to pray for Jerusalem as well. And so today, Lord, as a church, as a corporate body, as believers today, we pray for Jerusalem. We pray for Israel. And we ask you to bless that people. We ask you to reveal yourself to them. We ask you to show yourself strong to them. I pray, Lord, that there would be no more bloodshed on either side. I'm not excited about retaliation. I'm not excited about war, Lord. Because those people that they're angry with, those people that we may think are in the wrong, they are people you created to. And today, God, we ask you to be the answer for that region. In Jesus' name, we pray for peace in Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen, amen. They're going to sing it one more time. If you need to go, God bless you. We love you. See the guys with Damascus Road.